USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Secret Service is closing its investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House after failing to identify a suspect. Law enforcement agency said it was unable to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the West Executive Avenue entrance where the cocaine was discovered. Testing failed to reveal sufficient DNA or fingerprint evidence. Surveillance camera footage was reviewed but produced no leads. Film and television production is grinding to a halt in Hollywood.
Because the AMPTP remains unwilling to offer a fair deal on key issues essential to protecting the livelihoods of working actors and performers, SAG-AFTRA's national board unanimously voted to issue a strike order against the studios and streamers.
Union negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland says 160,000 actors are going on strike, joining the Hollywood writers who've been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. This is the biggest entertainment shutdown in over 40 years. There's still no sign of escaped prisoner Michael Burham after a week-long hunt for the dangerous fugitive. Officials say the homicide suspect, who is said to have survivalist skills, busted out of a Pennsylvania jail through the roof overnight last Thursday. An official who watched surveillance video of the breakout said Burham looked like a spider as he escaped. The Pittsburgh Tree of Life synagogue shooter is eligible for the death penalty. Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh President Jeff Finkelstein calls the jury's decision a just decision.
Federation does not have a position on the death penalty, but this was an act of anti-Semitism, and the defendant deserves to answer for his crime.
A grand jury decided Robert Bowers can be sentenced to death after deliberations. Bowers was convicted last month of killing 11 people in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history in 2018. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Customs and Border Protection are responding to Democratic Congress members' claims that they detain migrants between border fences. It's a space between two rows of fences on the U.S.-Mexico border, and it was documented in April by the San Diego Union-Tribune as a holding pen for migrants. According to the report, they were held for 5 or more days without food and limited water. Cleanup is underway after severe weather hit the Chicago area. The National Weather Service says a number of tornadoes touched down last night in the region, including one near O'Hare Airport, as well as in suburban Cicero. Conservative Republicans are aiming to yank wokeness out of the military as the House works this week on passing the annual defense spending bill. Texas Congressman Chip Roy used a hearing to mock a Marine Corps social media post that celebrated Pride Month.
Can you see this? A rainbow bullets on a helmet. I think it makes our military more effective and more likely to defeat our enemies.
He's part of a group that wants to defund diversity and inclusion training programs within the armed forces. There is also an amendment to prevent the inclusion of what the GOP considers radical gender ideology books in military libraries. Dick Vitale is dealing with a third cancer diagnosis. The Hall of Fame sports broadcaster made an announcement yesterday. He has vocal cord cancer. He says he plans to fight like hell. Dave Collins, USA News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.